Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Make sure that you follow the page for our new radio station, Big Willie 105.5. You can see my Facebook live stream there. We're posting an awful lot of stuff there as well. Again, Big Willie 105.5. We are delighted that this station is carrying Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, as well as, of course, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. And on Thursdays and Fridays, on Big Willie 105.5, though, we're going to go back to country music. But on Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, you will hear encore presentations of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. And that way you'll hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, follow it, and you will see the Facebook live stream of my show. Hi, how you doing? And just another way to connect. And now, very excited about this. This is our first day with our new phone system. And they spent a small fortune on this thing. It's really top quality, Telos top quality. My phone number, if you would like to talk with me, if you think I was too harsh on Don Jones or maybe not harsh enough, phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490 and call. And then when I pick up, you'll be live on the air. Also, if you have a public service announcement, I'll be more than happy to read that read that on the air for getting everybody involved, letting people know about it. Just send your public service announcements to Dimitri, Live and Dangerously Local, Big Willie 105.5. The address is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air. The zip is 43906. I'll do that again. It is Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Big Willie 105.5. And again, make sure you follow on Facebook. The address is 56325 High Ridge Road, 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air. The zip 43906. We had this great event, Brave Men, Inc., the Blue Tie Gala, Saturday evening. I took lots and lots of pictures, beautiful women all over the place. It was just absolutely terrific. Also, we have, where did I put this here? The Carnegie Science Center. Where did I put the Carnegie Science Center? Oh, my God. Where did I put this thing? Anyway, the Carnegie Science Center is another one of our public service announcements, and it is amazing. It is beautiful. It's in Pittsburgh. It's a great place to take the family. All sorts of neat science stuff. It's the most popular museum in Pittsburgh. More than the Carnegie, more than the art gallery. It's the Carnegie Science Center. And so make sure that you attend, go there, visit it, learn. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful place. All right, so much for my ad-libbing for the public service announcement that I forgot to bring with me here into the studio. So, all right, next, we have Pete Hegseth. A lot of people with the deep state are trying to get rid of him because he is not a war hawk. They're trying to replace him with the Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who's in real trouble in Arkansas because he's not a Trump guy. And so the deep state is doing whatever it can to get rid of Pete Hegseth. And I'm a big Pete Hegseth fan. And here's, you know, one of the reasons why they're trying to get rid of him, because he is making all the changes that have to be made in the Pentagon.
We're back with more changes at DOD, and this time an update on COVID-19 and reinstatement. We all know that the previous administration issued unlawful orders on mandatory vaccines, on an experimental vaccine, COVID-19. You know it, we know it. We're doing everything we can, as quickly as we can, to reinstate those who were affected by that policy. It hasn't been perfect, and we know that. We're having an ongoing conversation with you to get it right, working with the White House as well. We want anyone impacted by that vaccine mandate back into the military, people of conscience, warriors of conscience, back in our formations. We hear you, and we're working to get updated guidance as quickly as possible. So kind of here's where we are on more guidance we're providing right now. So in January, the president issued his executive order. We jumped right on it. In February, I directed the department to take corrective action regarding this specific department's unfair, overbroad, unnecessary COVID vaccine mandate. You know, we apologized then, apologize now for how it was done, and we want to fix it. So today, I'm signing a memorandum that directs the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness to provide additional guidance to the boards that are reviewing these cases concerning the review of requests from service members and former service members adversely impacted by COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The guidance also will facilitate the removal of adverse actions on service members solely for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine, including discharge upgrades, and less than fully honorable discharges for individuals separated for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. So we're trying to scrub all that, clean all that up. We'll also facilitate appropriate remedies for service members who have suffered additional career setbacks resulting from the previous administration's unlawful vaccine mandate. So that original EO addresses the unfair, since rescinded COVID-19 vaccine mandate imposed on warfighters during the previous administration. We know how bad it was. You know how bad it was. And through this guidance, which I encourage you to check it all out directly, because it's an update going even further than what we've done in the past, this memo is providing supplemental remedies for service members and veterans negatively impacted by the DOD defunct COVID-19 disease 20 vaccine mandate. So more guidance here that we think is really important in getting this right. And we welcome you all back as quickly as possible.
Great guy. Absolutely great guy. Exactly what we need. And now you get a better sense of why the deep state is doing whatever it can to try to get rid of him, because you know, there got to be some major changes made. Major changes. If you've been following the Morgan Wallen controversy, the latest one, the Academy of Country Music Awards took place last week in Frisco, Texas, not to be confused with the CMAs. This is the ACM Awards. The Academy of Country Music Awards. Morgan Wallen nominated seven categories, lost all of them. Lost all of them. Jeez. A lot of people have some very strong feelings about that. We've set up we have a post on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page where people are commenting on that. They've been commenting on it over the last few days. Awful lot of action. Awful lot of people who are really concerned. They think that Morgan Wallen is just getting dissed all over the place. I don't know why. I don't know the ins and outs of this thing, but people do care. So if you are one of those people, Big Willie 105.5, make sure you follow that Facebook page and you can share your thoughts on that and so much more. You can see all the pictures from the Blue Tie Gala Saturday evening at the River City Ale Works. Lots and lots of just drop-dead gorgeous women, their gowns, everything. They were just beautiful, just beautiful. We all had a great time for a very worthy cause, the importance of screening for prostate cancer. Dr. Angelo Georges gave one of the keynote speeches, and he was wonderful. Just lots and lots of good stuff. Nikki and Stacy were the best. Well-behaved, by the way. Both were actually well-behaved, which surprised me because I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that at all, but we have that. Also, Saturday evening, after the big event, I was walking back to my car, and I had to walk along Market Street up, I guess, is that 14th? I guess it's 14th. And they're, again, working on these gigantic gaping holes that they call bioswales. And I actually took some pictures. I should have posted them. I think I will post them on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. I read in the newspaper today in the Unintelligencer that the city of Wheeling is going to be taking over responsibility for maintaining these different bioswales, which essentially are just big gaps, gaping holes where the water is supposed to go in, and somehow it's supposed to be better for the city with the water retention and water distribution and something with water. I don't know what. But it's supposed to be politically correct, environmentally friendly, and all that crap, which, of course, anytime you hear environmentally friendly and politically correct and all that, you know it's going to be awful, and it is. Anyway, so I took a picture of this, and it looks beyond horrible. Now, in fairness, it's not completed, but I couldn't help but notice all the garbage that was already in there. These gaping holes are attracting an awful lot of garbage because they're gaping holes. This streetscape project, streetscape is what they call it. I call it street gape because of all the gaping holes. The hole there is so big, and nobody's paying any attention. There was an umbrella in there, big old umbrella, black, opened and all that. Nobody cares. It's just like, just one of those things. And I got to tell you that these are just lawsuits waiting to happen. People are going to be tripping over this stuff. They're going to be falling into these gaping holes. There are going to be all sorts of accidents, all sorts of problems. I can't even walk on the sidewalk anymore in Wheeling. Can't even walk on the sidewalk. It's just, everything is just so screwed up there. It's terrible. And here's a city that's saying, oh yeah, we're going to take care of all these gaping holes. We'll maintain them. They can't take care of their own clock. They have a clock. The city of Wheeling, I imagine it's the city of Wheeling. I don't know who else would have the clock. It's right there on the corner where the intermodal transportation system is across the street from River City Aleworks. I can't name the last time that clock was accurate. They can't even get their clock to work right. We had the same problem in Belmont County for years until I started screaming about it on my show and they finally got their act together. Maybe if I keep screaming about it long enough, the city of Wheeling will get its act together. It's a big, beautiful clock right there in the corner. Everybody walks by it. Nobody pays attention to it. It never has the right time. God only knows what the right time is right now. I can't even imagine, but I'm sure it's not the correct time the way it should be. Anyway, so there's all of that. All right, so this is the first day of our new station, Big Willie 105.5, our new phone system, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Mark it down. Be welcoming phone calls tomorrow and Wednesday to hear what you have to say. Live and dangerously local. You follow me on the Facebook live stream. You can do that at the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page.